Hey, sorry I'm late. I was working on our team meeting we're going to be having, and all of a sudden realized 4 o'clock. Bingo. Rob, you there?
Yep, I am. It just keeps going and going, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to develop a business like yours. And trying to determine compensation for people. And those are interesting conversations.
Yeah, there's one particular guy here who thinks he's worth a hell of a lot more than he is. If I could buy him for what he's worth and sell him for what he thinks he's worth, I wouldn't be here today.
That's funny. Well, I hear he's doing a good job in the leadership.
Hey, it depends on your vantage point as to how much that's true.
I think I got the right guy from the laughter.
Yeah, exactly. So, Rob, just to give you a really kind of quick idea here, a quick piece of information, I guess is a better way to put it. After you and I chatted on Monday, I was in the office, I told Sean and Claudia and Tara, I don't know if I talked to Marina, I'm not sure, maybe I was downstairs, but anyway, that you and I had talked, and everybody is in agreement with me that we're in the second or third inning, not the eighth or ninth.
Oh, that's great. Okay. It's just a great attitude. You know, I mean, it's a wonderful attitude about your practice and your life and, you know, it always, no matter what your age or your experience, you know, if you could always feel like you're in the second inning, wouldn't that be great?
It could be, yeah, it would be.
Yeah. So,
but you're talking about the Nats tomorrow who have a game 5. I want them to be the ninth with a victory.
Exactly.
Oh, good.
Oh, shit, we have tickets?
We have tickets.
Of course we have tickets.
Oh, my God.
You cool. Should go. Yeah. You don't fly out till Thursday or till Friday. Grow up. You sleep when you're dead.
Ah! That's what I was just to say. Yeah, it's just.
You know what? It's funny to watch life evolve. We're going to Las Vegas this weekend, Rob, because we manage the American College of Gastroenterologist reserve funds. So last year we got into Las Vegas. I got to Las Vegas at about 10 o'clock Friday night. We went down and spoke to the group at 7, and we were back at the airport at like 11 the next day. This time we've got to go out to dinner with the retiring CFO and the new CFO, so we've got to be out there Friday night. For a variety of reasons, I'm going to go out Thursday night and work from out there on Friday, and Sean's going to come out Saturday morning. Friday morning and go back Saturday afternoon. This juxtapositions against a guy who, when he was working for me in the first couple of years, would leave the office at 5 o'clock on Friday to head to Las Vegas. I'd ask him where he was staying, and he said, well, a buddy's got a room Saturday night here. And I said, well, where are you guys staying tonight? He said, well, we don't need a room. We're not going to sleep. He would then come back on the red eye Monday morning, having slept like 2 or 3 hours during the whole time, with a bunch of wadded up crinkled fives and twenties and poker chips and all that kind of stuff, and walk in bright eyed and bushy tailed and say, all right, man, I'm ready to go. Now he's worried he's not going to be able to get his jammies on by 10 o'clock and be in bed and get up to go to Las Vegas because he's going to miss a playoff game.
Oh, that maturity is tough.
Age, wives and children do strange things to people.
I know. Well, what's on your mind? Rob, you and I talked a little bit about, you know, developments on your team and how pleased you are with the structure. What else regarding the team? Does anybody have any concerns? Anything to do with the five-star model? How's the reporting going? What's your sense?
So I'll kick it off. I think we're doing extraordinarily well. Two things I want to see us do a better job of, and one I know they're taking care of while I'm gone here the next couple days. One is we do have to get better about our reporting. We're not doing our meetings the way we should. Let me say this. If they're doing the meetings, I don't know about it, and I'm not participating in them. And then the other thing is that I did bring in for Claudia and Tara and Marina and all of them to see your folders that you were using. And we're going to now that we've got kind of the, you know, we played the stick ball and the little league, now we're going to move up to the pony league and get the real folders and things. So those are the two things that I think as I kind of look at the month of the rest of October and into kind of early November, maybe the second week of November, that I'd like to see us, you know, get into the right rhythm on the meetings, make that stick, and then start to get the folder systems put together so that we've got a lot of really good information there. Because the one thing I have found with these calls is, even if you don't use the information, having more information just makes you confident and makes you feel powerful. And on that occasion when the client does ask you some question out of the left field, your ability to answer it right on the spot in a knowledgeable and high conviction way goes a long way to them saying, wow, these guys are really working for me.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you and I talked about Department of Labor and the benefits of all this. It's just, it's wonderful to hear. And I want you guys, you know, for a lot of reasons, to be completely compliant in terms of your program with everything that I know. I want to give you the best of my brain. And I really am, you know, encourage you to adopt the model. And if you don't agree with something, you know, let's argue it out rather than just, you know, ignoring it. Because I frankly love, you know, working with you guys, and I love the results you get, because you get extraordinary results with, frankly, minimal input. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, we haven't really had to argue out an awful lot here. I mean, you have been very receptive to these ideas, and I think you've seen the benefits of them. So I want to keep it going. Now, here's my challenge for you all right? We're going to be entering into our monthly sessions. And what I want to do in those 12-month sessions, there's actually 9 months of sessions coming up, one a month for the next 9 months. What I want to do is we have this one and then one more of our weekly sessions. What I want to do is I want you to build your business plan around each of the 5 stars, and at the end of that 9-month period, I want to include your mission, purpose, vision statements, and then have you do a presentation to your management team based on that 5-star model with a complete plan on where you're going and how you're going to get there in each of the areas. So I want that as kind of a deadline to work on. So that would be my challenge to you over the next 9, 10 sessions, is to have that up and running with a viable game board, scoreboard, a viable giving board, and then scoreboard that you could demonstrate. So you could literally demonstrate to your management team almost the perfect supernova model. And I think we can get that done within a total of a year's worth of coaching. So how does that sound?
Sounds like a good exercise for us. Everybody's looking at the phone, remembering our last meeting with management. And I think what we have to do is focus on the fact that this is a good exercise for us to go through. And here's what I would say to you is, I would like to add a little twist to this.
Yep.
While we're doing this, I'd like to have sent you everything and have you on the phone with us as well, kind of in the room, so you could kind of experience what we experienced, because I think that might might shape the way that you think about things as we continue to move forward.
Yeah, and, you know, and it doesn't, again, if you want to, if there's a some personality issue or some issue that I, you know, is, you know, the big elephant
they don't get
room,
it.
I mean.
They don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, you can skip your, you can skip your local management and jump to the, you know, divisional or the regional manager and do the whole thing in front of them.
We did that. That's what we're kind of looking at each other.
That's who we did it in front of.
Oh. It gets worse the higher up you go.
Yeah. And I would say that if we were there for three hours, we spoke 20 minutes.
Now, I will say maybe 6 months from now, there's a different attitude. Once they start seeing the results that we're already seeing, they might actually want
to.
I would say that right now, it is. I don't think putting the presentation or the business plan is a problem for any of us, but.
We can turn it into an I told you so meeting.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about you you don't know.
Can we just talk about our results and not our plans?
Yeah.
Well, you know who would pay attention is Arima.
And Jay. Jay was like a bobblehead. He was not.
Yeah. So there's a couple of them. Here's what I would tell you is the three guys who we most impact the most directly who've been up here every month saying as long as you guys are off 25% mid-Atlantic, can't get home, those guys will listen.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they're going to crash and burn this year without us.
So, I mean, it's amazing what, on the margins, you know, what happens when, I mean, it's like trying to get a portfolio back from down 25%. It's not so bad when you're up, you know, up 12% versus the index up 20. But when you're down 25%, it's hard to get that back. As a region or even office or whatever. So, I mean, I understand where they're coming from. But, you know, how about having a plan to do it versus a hope and a wish or just pure frustration, right? So I think, I think you're in, you know, you'd be in great shape with, and I love the idea of showing them the results. I mean, everybody, we can work for the next 9 months to make these results as dramatic as we can.
I think that's an excellent idea. And as Sean said, at that point, we're basically just reporting. It's just a report. I don't really care what you think one way or another. Here's what we did. Here's what it got. Well, thanks for your time.
9 months would be a follow-up from the last dinner we had. And to say that at the time when we got together, we were in the hole $15 million. So far, we're positive 20, so we've turned this thing around. $35 million in 3 months.
And, you know, I think the other thing too, and one benefit is that we're also uber competitive. But having that 9 month marker out there, the more we can say na 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 na, the more we're going to like it. So,
yeah,
let's do it.
Right. Sure, that's
fair. Right, and that's what I was. You know, I'm trying to tighten up my coaching as much as I can to make it beneficial to you so that, you know, deadlines create opportunities and create a sense of urgency and they, you know, I don't want to make you crazy, but I think there is always, you know, knowing the Olympics are coming, we perform at a higher level. And so we create our own false sense of Olympics with a deadline that. And so we set the deadline, we put it up there on the wall, and we say, okay, this is what we're working towards, and let's get – and I want you to do the reporting based on the five-star model because I just think it's so revolutionary. I mean, I just don't think anybody in our industry thinks like that. They're still thinking sales manager, you know. They're not thinking planning director, you know, not – planning vice president, implementation. They're not thinking marketing. They're thinking this is every firm, by the way. I mean, every firm still has a national sales manager. I mean, and I'm like, that's kind of an old structure. You know, why are you organized that way? And today, even more with the Department of Labor and, you know, everybody capitulating to it. How can they keep their same organization structure? So I think you'd have a chance to show them the future. And I do, and the only, you know, the next model that we're going to do following that, which you and I talked about, Rob, is do it again, you know, build a new plan, new goals, new structure, and then come and visit with me in Florida at the appropriate time and do the same thing, you know, and we'll get a chance, you get a chance to present your business model to me. And I think anytime you get a chance to have some fun and to have some accountability based on that, it makes a lot of sense. So that's kind of the time frames that, so this would be almost a dry run with their management group.
Right. And what I also like about it is that the more accountable we are, the more effective we are. Because when we were counting gross revenues every day and I would ask, where's that $12 at? We were super accountable. Now we got obsessed and we got, you know, off balance and accountable the wrong way. But I think that if we could do this and then, you know, say we take a month to lay this all out and there's 8 months left, well, then we know that we ought to be getting 1/8 of our goals done each month. So it puts us back in a position to say, you know, what about AUM? What about insurance solutions? What about, you know, revenue enhancement on, you know, the pricing of some of these things? Where are we at in alternatives? How many plans have we done? How many of their COIs have we met? You know, how many, you know, meetings have we had with internal COIs? So if I'm going to do, you know, 18 of those, I know that I've got to, you know, and I've got 9 months left to go, I got to do 2 a month. So did you do those 2 or not?
Right. And that's where we want to, that's the purpose. That's where we want to get. And you guys are already so good at this, and it's in your DNA, that for us to just continue to talk and it doesn't make a lot of sense. We got to get this thing as concrete as we can, as soon as we can, and have those 5 stars all really mean something. You know, our planning is going to generate a lot of revenues. So let's make sure that we're doing it and we're doing it effectively. And we're closing that gap, whether it be education or it's a gap of just doing plans. And the same thing with our marketing effort. Is it, you know, are we seeing enough centers of influence and are they the right people? And if we are, great, congratulations. So, you know, keeping the two separated activities doesn't take away from, in fact, I think it enhances our overall balance and our energy around the things that are going to make us very successful. So anything new on the giving side, on generating energy through giving and anything fun happening there?
I think that one of the things that's happening is, Rob, and this is, Sean and I had a conversation about this afternoon, is that the two organizations that I've really gotten involved in and that I seem to really enjoy the people and connect with them and enjoy spending time and getting away and doing things with them, all of a sudden, people are starting to say, well, you know, this guy does this or this gal does this, or you know who founded that is this group and this is where they're from and everything else. And so I went into these things with zero expectations that we would develop business from it and really went in it because I was inspired by them and I had a passion for it. But I had a conversation last week. I went to dinner with one of the gals from the World Bicycling Relief Fund, and we were talking a little bit, and she said to me, she said, you know, I'd really like you to come out to Chicago to meet the two guys who started SRAM, which is a bicycle component maker. You probably know who SRAM is. The two guys who started SRAM, because they also founded World Bicycling Relief. And I said, oh, that's cool. And she said, as a matter of fact, the CEO of SRAM is going to move over to somewhere in Africa, so he's closer to this project, and he wants to work on building an indestructible bike. And he just thinks that it's better to be closer to his laboratory. And, you know, these guys have gotten a sense that you're helping us, and I'd really like to introduce you to them here in Africa. And I'm thinking, there's no chance I'm going to Africa, so it'll be here. But I said to her, I said, wow, that's pretty cool. But I didn't realize that, you know, I thought the margins and things in the bicycle world were a little bit thin. But obviously they are, you know, wider than I thought. If they can support all of this and, you know, this guy can move to Africa. And she said, oh, you don't know the background of these guys? I said, no. She said, oh, their parents, their great-grandparents were Weyerhaeusers. They started Weyerhaeuser Company. So she said,
wow.
these guys don't need to work. And she said, most of the techs and the guys that are around there, she said, you know, they're buying up companies. And then what they do is they buy these companies up, and then they keep these guys on board as kind of technology directors. Well, you know, if some guy, you know, the guys that sold Zip, they sold Zip to SRAM for like $45 million. Now, I don't know how many guys there were, and I don't know how much they did, but that's a market that I would just absolutely love somehow to turn into a, you know, a business opportunity. And
sure,
it's coming as a result of absolutely just being a good guy, giving them ideas, donating, showing an interest in what they're doing. And then I had a similar thing with the guys from the Davis Finney Foundation. A guy from New York a couple weeks ago sent me a email and said, hey, Davis Finney told me that you're really helping the organization. I used to be on the board. I'd really like to meet you. When do you have some time? And so we couldn't work it out, so he sent me another email, and I was talking to, again, last night, one of the gals that's on the Finney board. She said, well, you really need to talk to him, Rob. He's a really nice guy. She says, you know, I don't really 100% kind of know what he does. She says, but I do know that, like, when Davis needs to go somewhere or something, that he'll send one of his jets out to pick him up and take him wherever he needs to go. So she says he at least has enough money, because one time Davis said, well, what do you have to go somewhere? And the guy says, well, I have two jets. It's not a big deal.
Oh, nice. Well, there's your giving. I mean, it's just, and when you meet with them, it's, what can I do to help? You know, and
right,
that just
exactly
takes off. That completely takes them off guard. They're expecting you to make a pitch or something, you know. And instead, you're, what can I do to help? You know, how can we be of help? You know, how can our organization help? Well, how can we help? Da 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 da. So, yeah, it's wonderful. Well, congratulations. I mean, that's great stuff. As we finish up, we spend some time on leadership, and and you'll see if you watch the videos that we're doing some ideas on getting referrals, but I want to concentrate with you guys on, you know, not asking, but frankly creating the environment where people are anxious to give. And, if you want to, we can spend some time on the VIPSA process, which is pretty cool, but it's pretty detailed. And I think you get referrals pretty well by just giving. So let's stick with that and spend some time on the leadership piece, which is really important to keep the tightness of the organization and to keep the organization communicating well. All right, so what's the role of the leader? The leader's role is just exactly as we explained in the five-star model. The leader's role is to meet on a monthly basis with each member of the team, and that would be every member of the team. And you should have a personal set of goals and professional set of goals. And the leader should be encouraging, coaching, just like I am, with your team on how do you achieve your professional goals, and how do you achieve your personal goals. And I just had somebody that developed type 2 diabetes, and he used to be a Marine pilot, and he's one of my students in this program. And so the things that I coach towards in terms of proper amount of sleep, exercise, and diet become paramount to him, because type 2 diabetes in many cases can be controlled with proper amount of sleep, exercise, and diet. And So that jumps out. So, you know, when we say, well, what, you know, do we mix the personal and the professional? Of course you do, because it's like friends. You know, it's impossible to separate the two. So on the professional side, it might be I want to become a, you know, I really want to be an FA, and I want to do that because, you know, a lot of reasons, and I need some help in terms of presentations. So I need to become a better public speaker. And so we develop a program to help that person become a better public speaker. And that's fun, you know, that's exciting. So we intentionally then spend some time with them, have them practice, maybe take a course, and then in, you know, in terms of the events and things, we give them an opportunity to handle a portion of the event by getting up in front of people and handling the logistics or making a small presentation during the meeting, because we get better at everything by practicing, and perfect practice makes perfect, so we want to know what the skills are that we want to learn. So for each person, you should have that. And when you get up in front of your management team and you present that and you tell them how proud you are of each person, and you go through and say, you know, these are the professional skills that we've developed. We also have a list of personal skills, which I'm not going to share with you, personal development. But I will share the professional skills that we've developed this year, and I'm very proud of the team and what we've done and da-da-da. And that's wonderful. It's wonderful for the leader. It's wonderful for the team members, and you therefore are the day of the annual review is gone. You're not going to need an annual review, just like you literally don't need an annual review with your clients. You're having mini reviews all the time. You're discussing issues, and when things get challenging, you're already aware of them and can deal with them as you go along, rather than all of a sudden it develop into a crisis. So is it perfect? No. But if you are trusted as a leader, then, and you truly do care and you're doing it for the right reasons, another example of our giving. People say, I don't have time to do that. I said, you better, because if you don't, you're going to have turnover. If you have turnover, that takes tremendous time, energy, and money. It costs a huge amount of money to have turnover, and people don't consider that part of the cost of the business, and it is. So this, like keeping your best clients, keeping your staff, developing your staff is very important. I ran the Midwest, and, you know, when I was looking for managers, I couldn't always – you know, I had Cedar Rapids, and I had, you know, I had places, Davenport and, you know, Wisconsin, and places that if you lived there, you loved it, but if you're from the East or the West Coast, your interest in going there was very limited. So my list of managers that I could, you know, I'd host an office to have people come and apply for it, and it literally and have no applications. So I had to develop my own people out of the Midwest, all right, to fill these jobs. And I had to do my own personal development of those people, and I had to keep them, and I had to encourage them. And I always didn't have people that were fully developed, let me put it that way. So I had to really work to make sure that those people were successful in their offices by taking extra time with them and developing their skills. And, you know, we had no turnover, hardly any turnover in my offices. I was blessed to have managers that stayed with me, you know, my whole 13 years of running the region. And a lot of it had to do with that, the fact that, you know, I had to be good, you know. In your case, you want to be good. You may have a great talent pool in your area. You do. I know you do. But you still want to operate like you don't. and make sure each person is getting as much time as you can afford, and make sure that it's at least once a month for about an hour. So that's part of the lesson for today is that leadership is a lot more than getting the position. That's the least of it. I always used to say that my job as the leader was to do a good job and to get elected every year, not because they loved me, but because they respected me and thought I was the best person for that job. And that's the way you want to operate on your team. In your area of responsibility, you want to be elected as the vice president of planning, as you're doing such a good job, and people respect you for it. Any questions on the leadership piece?
No, I think we're good there.
Good. Yeah, I'm very appreciative. I really value what you're doing, and I know that you've got that organized properly, and you're getting the kind of results that you're looking for. So, all right. Well, we will next week. I am off. I've got family. Kind of a family reunion, a memorial service for my mom, and so we'll be down in North Carolina, but look forward to talking to you guys the following week.
All right, Rob, travel safe. I hope everything's dry down in North Carolina by the time you get there, and we'll talk to you then.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.